I'm Christine Dean, and this is Live from Studio A. And our Homegrown Week continues. And one of the fun things about Homegrown Week is I often like to have people in that we haven't had in before. And I cannot believe we have not had this woman in before. Hannah Ray is joining us today. Welcome, Hannah.
Thank you.
And I've seen you perform a few times, and you have such an amazing voice, first of all.
Thanks.
You're a great songwriter. You got all that stuff going for you. And you are playing tonight, and that is, will you remind me? I got it right in front of me. It's Mr. D's at 10:30 p.m., right?
Yep.
And I think you're also in the band South of Superior, right?
Right.
You guys play at Mr. D's sometimes, don't you?
We do, yes.
So familiar territory for you.
Right. It's going to be different to be all alone on that big stage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that'll be weird. Mm-hmm. But I bet you can handle it. What do you want to start with here? We'll have you do a song, and then we'll come back and find out a little bit more about your music.
This is a song called Divorce and Restraining Orders.
All right.
I've gotten good at faking it, but honestly, I have no idea what I'm doing. Got so much going on around me, sometimes my head just runs right off without me. I keep waking up before the dawn, but sleep won't come no matter how I try. And every time I check the house, I miss a place where somebody could hide. You're not here, I keep telling myself. This place will never be the same, there's no use in me trying to stay. Nothing good ever lasts forever, there's not much use in trying to stay together. Not standing in the door anymore, I'm reading between the lines, I'm on my way. And I'll keep on moving till everything behind me fades. You're not here, I keep telling myself. Gotta get it to sink in. You're not here, I keep telling myself. Gotta get it to sink in.
That's Hannah Ray live from Studio A. So you've been doing music around here for a while, haven't you? Are you a Duluth native?
Towards Two Harbors.
Oh, okay. Yep. And how long have you been playing music around the Twin Ports?
Probably about 10 years now. Maybe 9. Maybe I'm pushing it a little bit. Jumping the gun.
But yeah, and you've primarily solo stuff?
A lot of solo stuff. I started in a cover band. Then I just did the solo thing for a while. And then I found the South of Superior guys, and I just couldn't say no to them.
And yeah, there's some good players in that band.
They're really, really incredible musicians and just really good guys. I feel very privileged to play with them.
Mm-hmm. And is it kind of nice when, because the solo thing has its advantage, because you can just do what you want, and it's, you know, you have a guitar, it's very portable, all of that stuff. You don't have to argue with anybody about how you're going to do this or that.
Right.
But I bet it's fun to do stuff with a band sometimes, too.
It is, yeah. There's definite perks and drawbacks to both of them, but those guys, you know, I really don't have any complaints about them. They're always pushing me because they're very talented, so I feel good about that. you don't hear me complaining much in that band.
Great. Well, that's wonderful. And so you've been doing the solo thing for a while. Any recordings that you've... I think I've seen you've done some recordings in the past.
I've done a little bit sparse here and there through the years. Just recently, I did some recording, though. I recorded an EP. Mm-hmm. So that's my next goal, is to get that actually out there.
Mm-hmm. All right. So. Well, share it with us when you do.
Mm-hmm, I will.
Well, let's hear another song. What do you want to do next?
All right. We're going to do Done Better. It's an old song of mine that I kind of started playing a little differently recently. So, new twist on an old one. You're all I see when I close my eyes. You're all I think of when I say night, and I know I could have done better. I know I could have done better. So you're all I see when I walk down the street. Still you're inside me when I smile, and I know I could have tried harder. I know I could have tried harder. No second chances, not for me, not for us. No second chances, not for me, not for us. Chances, not for me, not for us. No second chances, not for me, not for us. Still you're all I see when I close my eyes. You're all I think of when I say goodnight. And I know I could have done better. Oh, I know I could have done better. I know I could have done better.
Hannah Ray, live from Studio A. Is that one possibly going to be on the EP? Or
it is.
It is. All right. So a new version of that older tune. I was asking, I thought I saw you at Homegrown last night, which I can't believe I recognized anybody. There were so many people there.
A lot of people.
especially for the Black Eyed Snakes. That was just a fun scene. What are your highlights of Homegrown so far? Was that your first night out?
It was actually my first night out. It took me a little time to get myself out of the house this year, mm-hmm. but I broke the seal.
Good job.
And it was I was excited to see Superior Siren because she's... I just love her songwriting. I just get caught up whenever I see her play.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's really, I think it's wonderful that we have so many more up-and-coming female musicians, you know, and it's always, do you talk about female musicians or not? But
right.
Because why not just musicians? But there still is kind of a little bit of gap, it seems. But mm-hmm. I think that that gap is closing here in Duluth, and we've got a lot of amazing women that are doing music, including
absolutely.
You.
And I think that there's a lot of just great community. And I think that way more people are looking out for each other than they're not.
Mm-hmm.
So I love that about Homegrown, too.
Mm-hmm. How many Homegrowns have you played? Do you remember?
I think this is year 5.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And did you go to it before you started playing it?
I went 1 year before I started playing it. Mm-hmm. And I just remember feeling just the buzz of excitement, and the friend I was with went up to Donnie Ness and said, you know, she's going to play sometime. And I just was starry-eyed. So it's cool to think about that now after, you know, a few years later.
Now that you're a veteran of the scene. Oh, I remember that kid I was once. All right, well, we have time for one more. What do you want to finish with here?
Okay, we're going to do... This is a new one. I just wrote this, like, last week. So we're going to give it a whirl. It's called Make the Coffee.
If we'd have woken up together, you wouldn't be up yet anyway. So I get up and make the coffee, try to do something productive with my day. You weren't meant to save me, 'cause I'm not meant to save you. What can we do? You weren't meant to save me. Is there something I can do for you? Tell me there's something I can do for you. I haven't heard a clear word yet, so I'll just keep on driving on. Every day, everything that I do feels like I'm screaming, even when I'm not. I will learn to take the back seat. I learned to keep my hands off the wheel. Well, I don't like this feeling. Maybe eventually I will. Maybe eventually I will.
That's Hannah Ray live from Studio A. She's playing tonight for the Duluth Homegrown Music Festival, and that's happening at Mr. D's Bar and Grill at 10:30 p.m. Thank you so much, Hannah. It's a treat to have you in.
Thank you for having me.
Happy homegrown.
Happy homegrown.
Today's Live from Studio A was produced by me, Christine Dean, with help from Cheyenne Vavrina and Maya Jensen. To check out upcoming guests or to listen to previous sessions, go to KUMD.org and click Live from Studio A under Programs. This is Live from Studio A on 103.3 KUMD. Thanks for listening.